Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Prolapsed Rectums.
I didn't know what was coming out of me.
Yeah, I've seen it. Your little butt comes out pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Remember, it comes down pretty fucking heavy duty.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you shit on that. You freaked out, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you go to the doctor or what?
Yeah.
You did? And what did the doctor say?
It's prolapsed rectum.
Prolapsed rectum. Nice. There you go. That's great. See, it does come in now. There you go, baby.
Freaks, it's Monday, June 14th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, drinking your own piss in the name of trickery, plus slutty cows, fried hamster, and eating elderly lips. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back to start off a brand new week of programs. Got a great show for you today. Hey, do you remember last week we were talking about that guy who was found in a garage, not his own garage, someone else's garage, with their vacuum cleaner attached to his junk? Well, the news story didn't really say he was masturbating with it, but, you know, we pieced those clues together, even though the news story was kind of vague. Well, the local news finally got a hold of this story. Take a listen to what they have to say.
Man's intimate relationship with his vacuum leads police to an even more disturbing find.
Discreet and intimate.
Police got a call that 94-year-old Dale Graham was in someone else's garage pleasuring himself with a vacuum. Officers say their investigation led them to believe Graham may have molested several young children. He's been arrested for public sexual indecency, ding, aggravated assault, ding, and child molestation.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pleasuring himself with a vacuum.
That's something you should really do in the comfort and privacy of your own home. You don't go to a stranger's house, take their vacuum, and make it suck your dick. It's rude. Unfortunately, that type of stuff is not covered in most etiquette books. Moving on, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was interviewed recently on the Alex Jones Show. I didn't even know this. Alex Jones is kind of a nut. Some of the stuff he says, I've never really listened to his entire program, but Corey has done a bunch of mashups. As a matter of fact, Corey sent me this clip from the Alex Jones Show.
Now, if you don't believe me, you Google Groom of the Stool. You cannot make this up. You will be reading mainstream university websites, mainstream news articles. It's called The Groom of the Stool. And a British lord follows the queen or king, depending on what it is around, follows them around, and they set up in this big cabinet, and they have to fly it around with her. This has been on the news. That's why they fly it around. They claim they stopped it in 1906, but deeper research shows...
Deeper, that's what concerns me, because all the research that I've read, all the stuff that I've looked up regarding Groom of the Stool says, you know, it ended in 1901 or, you know, whatever. I want to know what deeper research Alex Jones has been doing into the Groom of the Stool.
He's very quiet about it, and millions of pounds are spent a year to move this portable toilet around because it's got to be big enough. She goes up on a throne and craps. I'm sorry, this is real, folks. I'm not Groom of the Stool. Google it. And they wipe her fat butt. I don't want to get into more detail, but then they pick with their bare hands, with respect, and examine it, and then every stool...
Yeah, make sure the stool is okay. Make sure the queen doesn't have worms or something.
And every jar of urine, it's not put into water, that would defile it, is stored, and all of the royalty stool, going back over 500 years, is stored. Now this came from France, and in French, it's just the French version of Groom of the Stool. This disgusting bucket of pus, this maggot...
So there's basically a vault of royal stool dating back to the 1500s. Is that what he just said?
This disgusting bucket of pus, this maggot-ridden Nazi piece of filth,
Nazi,
gets up there every day and people wipe her disgusting hind end. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is filth.
Yes.
This is the New World Order, Aaron.
We should all... The New World Order started back in the 1500s or something, apparently. Alex Jones is crazy. But anyways, apparently I was recently interviewed on a show. Paul from St. Paul was kind enough to record my interview. Take a listen.
I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now he told me he read 16 books on that subject and others, and he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just, he brought it up. You've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
You know, it's a real conundrum.
Isn't that pretty obvious?
Yes.
And that's the point I've made, is that we do need to prosecute the...
So far, I'm coming off as a crazy person. I don't know what the hell. I must have been tired or...
Brown people.
Highly caffeinated or something.
When it comes to black people, I say no, thank you.
I agree with you, and that brings me into the next subject. What are people going to do as we see more and more former CIA section chiefs saying all the evidence points at inside job? What are they going to do as the laws of physics come out here?
Let's focus on young, single women. They're weak and stupid. They'll buy into this racket.
That's a good point.
Everyone working at Hooters deserves to be raped.
Well, I love how you think, okay, well, we got 30 million illegals here. They say 20, but it's more like 30. What would you do as president about that?
Let's start off by electrocuting an Asian.
You have boldly spoken out as somebody who hates the Latin Americans.
Disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
Well, I love how you think. You've been very gracious. I'm going to let you go, and I'd love to get you back on for a quick pop-in.
Oh, me so horny. Fuck me like a faggot bitch.
Yes, I really spoke my mind on that program. Can't believe I don't remember doing it. Thank you very much, Paul from St. Paul, for that. Moving on, I've got a clip from a porno here. This is a strange clip where a girl is brought into a abandoned house or something. There's a homeless guy watching her strip, right? Take a listen.
Am I getting completely
naked? Yes, you are.
What I really want you to pay attention to is that guy who just spoke, the director or cameraman. There's something about the way that he speaks.
She gonna get butt ass naked for you.
It's almost as if he doesn't have lips.
Now, you gotta turn around and bend over in front of him. Bend all the way over, let him look at it. Let him look at it. Let him look at it. Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet?
Ain't that sweet?
Let him sniff your panties.
I don't have lips. I can't talk about it because I don't have lips.
Let him sniff your panties.
Let him sniff your panties.
Smell that pussy. Smell it.
I just love you can barely hear the black guy. Yeah, that's good.
Let him sniff your panties. Smell it. Smell that pussy. Smell that pussy. Smell it. Smell the panties.
Smell the panties. Yeah, come on, smell the panties.
Smell it. Scrub it. Smell the panties.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
Smell it! Scrub it! Smell the panties!
Smell the panties!
That's awesome!
It's awesome! He's got to be missing at least one of his two lips.
Alright, you're dressed for Calico.
Alright. Maybe he's a burn victim or something. I've got some new music from Tonetta here. Ever since the release of his album, he's been putting out quite a bit of new music. This is a song all about, I believe, Elton John and Jesus. All right.
Elton says a load of things. This time he's gone to fall. A pecker in his mouth and a cock up his ass. Is that your definition of I love Jesus? Oh, I don't think so. Has Elton John grown older?
I honestly don't know what Tonetta is referring to or what the hell he's singing about.
Elton says,
a load of things.
This time he's gone
too far.
A pecker in his mouth.
A pecker in his mouth, is that right?
And a cock up his ass.
A cock up his ass. But how did Elton go too far?
Is that your definition of I love Jesus? Oh, I don't think so. Has Elton John grown older? You're a mess, a big disgrace to the flag and Gary's. In case you did not hear, open your ears instead of your mouth. Jesus, he was a lot of things, but to say he took a load is like saying
that. Did Elton John say that Jesus took a load?
Came from you, from my point of view, and so long ago, you know nothing of the Bible.
Alright, I can't try to decipher this madness. Just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now is the perfect time to sign up. Why? Because for a limited time only, it's only $5 a month or $50. I can't lie. It's always been $5 a month or $50 a year. I say it every goddamn day. But I can't go any lower with these prices. Otherwise, I'd just be giving away the sideshow. And I can't do that. I got bills. Yes, sign up right now for the sideshow. It's DB's member site, $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Every week we do bonus episodes, video cast, Corey does Butt Fudge Sunday, all sorts of great stuff. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Going to be working on getting the 2009 archives up. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Actually, you know what? We have four stories, because the first one is very short, but it involves bestiality, so I have to read it. I can never pass up a good horse-fucking story. No, it doesn't involve a horse, it actually involves a cow. A boy accused of having sex with a cow was forced to marry the beast, despite his protest that the cow actually seduced him with honeyed words. That is a loaded first sentence. Even though it's a short story, they pack in a lot of content. In that first sentence, we got a boy had sex with a cow. He's forced to marry that cow. And the boy says it's not his fault, but the cow was seducing him, mooing sweet little cow nothings into his ears. The 18-year-old, a resident of Indonesia, was spotted interfering with a cow. Is that what they call sex over there? Interfering. Whilst naked in a paddy field. He allegedly admitted the act, but claims the animal was at fault because it seduced him by making flattering comments. Oh, thank you. You look pretty good too. Stop it, it's not that big. I'd say it's average at best, right? What the hell is wrong with that cow? Not a real cow, it's just a creepy man trying to suck my dick. Alright, village elders decided the... That is a really horrible sound clip of a cow. Anyways, back to the story here. Village elders decided the only way for him to make penance for this unnatural act was to marry the cow. Makes perfect sense to me. It's not clear whether they accepted his explanation about the encounter being the result of flattery. The marriage ceremony was duly held in front of an audience of several hundred, with the boy fainting from shame. I like how he didn't faint when he was caught fucking a cow. The marriage ceremony was just too much for him. Guys really do have commitment issues, don't they? Now, unfortunately, things don't end well for the cow. Like, the boy manages to escape. Like, he's not doing any jail time. Nothing. Listen to what happened here. Unlike a conventional marriage ceremony, the unfortunate bride, the cow, was subsequently taken to a river and drowned. With the boy escaping with simply a symbolic dunking. The cow didn't do anything wrong. Just standing there, eating grass, mooing its weird moo. On second thought, maybe it's best that they drown the cow. It sounds kind of sickly. Oh, Indonesia, you are ass backwards, man. All right, second story we have for you today. How about a little more animal abuse? A teenager who microwaved his brother's hamster has been sent to a young offenders institution for 4 months. He's been playing a little too much Maniac Mansion for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Do you guys remember that? Back when Maniac Mansion was released, the initial run was for 250,000 copies, right? And the programmers made it so you could take the hamster from, I think his name was Weird Ed, his bedroom, and put it in the microwave and make the hamster explode. Then you could open up the microwave, take the charred hamster remains, and return it to this Weird Ed character. And that's, I believe, one of the only ways you can die in the game. Well, when Nintendo found out about this, they didn't know about any of the hamster shenanigans. They were thoroughly pissed off, and they made the publisher take that out. Yeah, there's a little bit of nerd trivia for you. All right, back to the story here. It said the one-year-old female golden hamster had to be put down after suffering severe burns. One of its feet was burnt through to the bone. The boy from the Corby area of Northamptonshire threatened to microwave his brother's hamster before he placed it in the cooker in March of last year. The boy pleaded guilty to one count of causing unnecessary suffering to an animal at a court hearing in January. Inspector Clint Davis said, "This is an extremely shocking case. I don't think we can have any idea how much pain an animal goes through when it's put in a microwave and cooked alive." The hamster's legs was burned to a crisp. And I love crispy hamster legs in the microwave. And as microwaves cook from the inside, the organ damage to this tiny animal must have been horrific. It would take more than a few seconds to burn the leg right down to the bone. I wonder why a insane serial killer hasn't tried making like a human-sized microwave. I always thought it would be kind of cool to see what happens to a human when they're placed in a microwave. If anyone can point me to a live link or a YouTube video, I'd really appreciate it. Although, I think in the movie Kick-Ass, they do depict something like that. That was a great movie. I just saw that at the Dollar Theater. All right, back to the story here. And by the story, I mean the next one, because we're done reading about the microwaved hamster. The story comes from Connecticut. At an emotional two-hour court hearing, a former wilted man who drank his own urine in an attempt to cover up the fact he had taken drugs before running over and killing a man on his motorcycle last July was sentenced to serve 5 years in jail. I love that that was the only thing he could think of to do. I mean, I'm sure he was extremely frazzled, but I don't understand that logic. There's drugs in my system. I'm going to pee in my mouth. That'll trick the cops and their fancy drug testing equipment. Drinking your own tainted piss. Smart. As about 40 of the victim's friends and relatives looked on at the hearing, Judge Bruce Huddock said when Dionisio's urine was tested for drugs, it had traces of ecstasy, alcohol, and cocaine. Trifecta. I've rarely seen such a blatant attempt to destroy evidence, and that is exactly what you did in the hospital, Huddock said. After studying the case and determining Dionisio had previous drug problems that should have taught him not to take drugs and drive, you need to have previous drug problems in order to know not to take drugs and drive. That's basically how I read that. The judge suspended only 5 years of the 10-year sentence and required Dionisio to go on probation for 5 years after he gets out of jail. If he violates probation, he could be made to serve all or part of the suspended sentence. The judge told Dionisio, "You had offers of help, and it's not as if no one told you before not to drive drunk or under the influence of drugs. You knew that before you got behind the wheel. You stupid, ignorant fucktard." All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the Ukraine. A religious nut was subdued with knockout gas after allegedly eating his grandmother while she was still alive! Dun, dun, dun! I love this news organization, whoever wrote this story, because A, they call this man a religious nut. That's exactly how it's printed. And the second great thing is they capitalized, in all caps, the word alive. She's still alive! Horrified police say the maniac cut off parts of her body to chew before killing her in a sickening ritual. The 26-year-old computer programmer is said to have begun the carnage by using a broken mirror to slash the face of the woman who had raised him. He then gouged out her eyeballs and ate them. A source added, all this time the old woman was conscious and tried to escape, oh my god, screaming. He responded by slicing off her tongue. That is a not so subtle way of saying shut the fuck up, bitch.
Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
This has been a Distortive View bitch break. Now back to the story. The man's father broke into the flat soon afterwards and found his elderly mother lying dead in a pool of blood, her skull smashed. Her ears and lips had also apparently been devoured. His son, in just his pants, was holding a cross and chanting prayers in a funeral service of sorts. The dad fled and called police, who pumped gas into the flat to subdue the man, known as Vlad. He was arrested, covered in blood, and held for psychiatric tests. I have a feeling those tests are going to come back positive. A neighbor said later, I heard muffled cries. I thought it was people watching a horror movie. No, it was a horror movie. Right next door. The local police chief added, we can only confirm a 26-year-old was arrested on suspicion of murder. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Mr. Henson, this is Mike from the Chain of Fools show. I wanted to comment on the whole, like, gooning thing. I didn't realize that was, like, a fetish or a thing. I mean, fuck, I used to do that when I would ditch school and I was bored and stuck at home because none of my friends were out. And I just sit there and beat off for 5-6 hours and see if I could hold up until, like, 4 o'clock.
Well, you were a little gooner and you didn't even know it.
And then and I was doing homework by the time my mom got home. I am a fucking freak.
Yeah, you certainly are. I don't know if it counts, though, when you're a teenager, because, I mean, that's all teenagers do, is masturbate.
Hey, Tim. It's Eric from Kansas. I just had a total freak moment. I was with my girlfriend watching her grandmother die and on her deathbed.
That's not sexy. I thought it was going to be all about sex.
I
was banging my girlfriend, and she queefed all over my cock.
And on you her deathbed,
dead grandmother chat.
Like, at her home, and actually watched her die. She was brutal and stopped, like, right in front of all of us. And, last night I was making a remix of the Poo Poo, Eat the Poo Poo Guy. I actually sent it to you. But, so the whole time I'm sitting there watching her die, I'm in my head, I'm hearing, Deepa, eat the poo poo. Eat the poo-poo, Deepa! Like, the whole time. And I couldn't turn the fucking shit off, man. I'm just thinking about eat the poo-poo the whole time, watching this someone die in front of me.
You are a freak, and I'm glad to have you listening.
Hey, Timmy, I made you another toy. If you're interested, it's called Distorted True on eBay. I'm going to give you half, and half for me. So, if any of the freaks are interested, Distorted True on eBay. Thanks.
Oh, yes, this guy, remember I showed you the toy, I wish I had his name in front of me, Bricks, something. I'll put a link on the show notes today. I don't even know if that auction is still going on. I think he put something on my Twitter about it, and I kind of forgot. Let me look real quick, see if Distorted Shrew is still up on eBay. I might have to, yes, 4 hours left. Oh, shit. Well, zero bids. Well, if you listen to the program as soon as I post it and you want to bid on the Distorted Shrew toy, you can go to eBay. He might have to relist that. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. Gothy the Dragon here. I'm not sure if I called in with this before or emailed. I can't really remember. I think my memory is probably almost as bad as yours. But, you know the Harpo Jarvi, right?
Yes.
I have my own theory about the meaning of that.
Okay.
I did spend, like, I don't know, a couple hours just watching the video over and over. And I think Harpo means super, because he goes on to say he's going to get Harpo Smash Brothers, which, of course, is Super Smash Brothers. And I think he said Harpo Mario or something like that.
Right.
So Harpo might mean super, Jarvi fish, maybe? I don't know.
The super fish pillow.
That fucking kid really fascinates me.
I know. So weird.
Fucking insane. And your story yesterday about that guy going to prison, sneaking all that shit in his ass. I can't believe you didn't play the crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
I wonder what Roy Killer War has been up to. I haven't heard from him lately.
Hey, Timothy James Cleafalicious Henson. This is your sideshow member, Old War Paint. I just wanted to see if maybe you would send me some birthday wishes on June 10th. And also, I'd like to just dedicate a little sound.
June 10th? Voice. Jesus Christ, how behind am I on these fucking voicemails? I'm sorry. Happy belated birthday.
Penis. Penis. I love to say the word penis. Love my penis. Penis.
Ooh, he sounds just like a beater.
Penis. Penis. Penis.
That's how they do.
Hey, Tim, it's Creepy Chris from Australia. Sorry my last message stuffed up on you. It was Grace from Wisconsin who is now over here. You may remember her from the Tell Me days.
Grace?
It was Grace from Wisconsin
Little
who is now
Grace.
Over here. You may remember her from the Tell Me days. She used to send in the pussy quiz.
Oh, wait a second. That's not the same Grace. The Grace from the Tell Me days... I was like a high school kid or something.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex, from the song.
And I think she was blind.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex, from the song. I'm going to say, one, why haven't you played that clip I sent you about the really odd Japanese girl much queefing whenever she's having her orgasm? And also, was that kid, that Eric from Pittsburgh, was he trying to make fun of me? Just wondering if it was just some nerdy guy calling in.
I don't remember. I don't know anything you're talking about.
Hi, Tim. It's Illyrio here in Montreal.
Illyrio!
So you thought you'd keep it a secret from us, your trip down to South America? I saw those tickets to Portugal. Are you going there looking for Hermano? Love the show, Tim. Keep it up. Bye.
All right, Illyrio. I always see a bunch of tweets from him. He's my Twitter buddy.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Henson. It's Scotia from Thunder Bay. I was listening to the Sideshow exclusive show for the weekend, and... the other person who called from Thunder Bay is my husband. I turned him on to DV when we started going out.
Yeah.
So there's a few of us here in Thunder Bay. It's a shitty little town, but there's
shitty cool. little town with a great name, Thunder Bay.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I got a buddy who's getting married this weekend, and he's a listener, but he's not a Sideshow member because his fiance is disgusted by the sort of view. She hates it. She hates everything about it. However, he is assembling a tape of kind of... you know, celebrities and people that they admire and stuff that are kind of giving them toasts and stuff. And I'd be willing to bet the only way he can get permission to get that Sideshow membership is if you gave him a toast, too.
Oh.
If you could send your best wishes to Heather and Andy.
Let me just do that. I'd like to propose a toast to Andy and Heather, specifically Andy, because Heather is a stupid fucking twat cunt whore who doesn't know good entertainment. If it bitch-slapped her in her whore mouth, which I highly suggest you try, Andy. Have a happy marriage. I give it 6 months.
From, you know, internet darling Tim Henson. That'd be a real treat.
Yeah, it certainly was a treat. All right, and finally today.
Hey there, Kimmy. This is brand new caller. My name is Schmitty. Uh-huh. I'm calling because I wanted to tell you I love you like a brother. I know you probably get that all the time, but I love you like a brother. I'm also calling because I want to invite you to the very first annual Schmitty's Summer Night Spectacular. All right, brother. Hope to see you there.
I don't understand half of what my callers talk about. And then usually for the other half of the calls, I'm not paying any attention whatsoever. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Pleasuring himself with a vacuum.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about DV. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this demise.
Yeah, that feels good. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, that's wild.
It's shaking me to pieces. Oh, should I get it? Oh, baby, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it!